Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers. I hope you guys have been enjoying the last 37 episodes that your girl has been uploading. And we are on episode 38. And for some reason, this odd number and even number combination, I don't know what it's giving. Like 38, such a weird number, but I also feel like it's an even number. Anyways, that's besides the point. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of Breaking Barriers, where we break societal barriers amongst the black community, but not just the black community, but just society in general, where we just break barriers. We talk about all things just within the millennial world and how we're feeling about certain societal things that is going on in the world today. And yeah, we just touch base on those topics and just get into it. So today's episode is a very special episode that I am loving to get into and I'm really excited to talk about. We are talking about Ramadan today. And inshallah, if today is the first day of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak to all of my beautiful Muslims out there, and to all of those who are just wanting to participate in this lovely month of Ramadan, fasting, purity, prosperity, peace, blessings, all of that. Ramadan Mubarak. I love you all, and let's hop into this beautiful month. And I hope Allah just protects you and leads you in the right direction, and that you pray, that you ask for forgiveness, and that you just go into this month with a state of mind and open mind, that you continue to make prayer and just do good things for your mind, your body, your soul, and for the better good for yourself. Okay. You guys, I really just want to talk about certain things that I am putting, that I'm taking out of my life, and things that I am putting into my life, and things that I am doing during this month of Ramadan. So, for those who don't know, Ramadan is the month where the Quran was, I'm not gonna say discovered, but it was read by the prophets, and it is just a beautiful month filled with peace, filled with prosperity, filled with just joy and clarity for most. Honestly, I know I get the most clarity and just feel the best after I fast for those 29 to 30 days. Yes, it is 29 to 30 days. It is a beautiful month filled with just clarity. It sometimes, majority of the time, energy fuelers. And I know some people just kind of see it as like eliminating energy depleters, which I definitely am, and I'm adding energy fuelers. So that's two of the things that I'm doing during this month of Ramadan. I'm obviously wanting to pray more, but I am eliminating a lot of energy depleters. Like, I want to stop watching so much TV, because y'all know I love watching TV, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, all of that stuff. Like, I love watching TV. Of course, I want to stop being on my phone as much, unless I have to, because I do work. I do work from my phone. I do have a lot of meetings. I do like work on the computer majority of the time. Like, that's not gonna stop me. Like, I'm going to work, and if need be, just like being on my phone less, like social media wise, like I want to cut that out majority of the time. Like, no more Instagram really, unless it's for business purposes. No more, like, honestly, I just want to just get off of social media, because it kind of is like an energy depleter, and it takes over. It's like it takes over your day majority of the time. I definitely would love to just stop speaking negative things to my life. I don't really speak negative things into my life. Majority of the time, I'm speaking positive into my life, but just like I want to stop like groaning more. I want to be like, oh, thank you a lot. I say thank you a lot every single morning and every night before I go to bed. I thank him for the night before and the day that I'm about to have, and just the day that I have had. I just want to stop groaning more. I want to just be like, yes, thank you, and just stop sighing majority of the time, and just see the, because I am an optimist, seeing the beautiful things in every situation. And of course, it's a little difficult to do sometimes, but just stop doing and stop like those little small little antics that we have a sense of doing and that we just don't really realize that we're doing. So I definitely want to cut that out. I want to stop eating less sweets. I honestly haven't really been eating that many sweets, but I do love my gummy bears. Y'all know I love my little gummy bears. I love my chocolate. I'm a chocolate fiend. And I want to stop eating less junk food because I love chips. I love ice cream. Oh my God, you guys. I love ice cream. But honestly, I have cut that out every Ramadan for the past like 3 years, and I always treat myself on Eid to some ice cream, and it's the best feeling ever. And I just thank Allah for the blessings that I'm able to just allow myself to not have those specific things be depleting in my life. So the things that I'm adding into my life, my energy fuelers, I definitely want to start listening to the Quran more. I do read the Quran every single day, but I want to start listening to it because I'm definitely an audio person, but I am also a visual person. So why not have both intact? It's like an audiobook. So I definitely want to start reading and listening to the Quran more. Of course, I'm making my 5 prayers, but on time. It is a blessing that I get to wake up every morning and make my Fajr prayer and all my 5 prayers a day. But I definitely want to start making them on time and just being more present within my prayers and just asking Allah for forgiveness and that He accepts my prayers, although they are very intentional and that they are definitely continue to bless me as my journey goes on. But I just want to start making them on time. I want to journal more. I definitely want to be more present within myself. I have started to give myself like more grace with like working out because obviously I can definitely work out during Ramadan, but I'm not able to obtain any water. I'm not able to obtain any food or just anything that's like, you know, what you would need to fuel your body while you work out. I definitely want to do more walks instead of doing more heavy lifting because I do have to fuel my body after I do heavy weight lifting, as far as like having protein in my body, of course water, and just having that balance of fruits and grains in my life. So just being more present within myself, like my mind, my body, my soul, like what I place into my mind, the affirmations that I tell myself, the things that I speak into my life and to those around me, and just having that connection with myself as far as fitness and just doing more stretching, doing more yoga, going on my walks, and just not having that heaviness and having that just overall, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I just don't want to have that, I don't know what the word I'm trying to say, but basically I'm giving myself more grace with when it comes to workouts during those 29 to 30 days, because 4 weeks, y'all, goes by super smooth. And I just thank Allah for the blessings that He has allowed me to like just fast with my family, fast with my parents, with my nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters, and just allow them to just allow myself to give them grace and have them give me grace as well. Connecting more with myself, like I said, going on walks, getting fresh air, although that pollen really messes me up, but I'm still able to go outside, go for a walk without drinking water because fresh air just allows me to just be more balanced and aligned with myself. Being more mindful of the mouth, basically what I'm speaking into my life, how I'm speaking to myself, how I'm speaking to others, and how people are speaking to me, how I obtain that information, and just basically speaking things and asking for blessings and peace and prosperity and balance and alignment and just overall joy in my life as this month of Ramadan goes on and extending past the month of Ramadan. I definitely want to be a better Muslim. I say this every year. Like last year's Eid after Ramadan, I felt so grateful and so blessed because I definitely became a better Muslim. I definitely became more in tune with just learning more about Islam, learning more about what's good for me and my mind and how I obtain and how I go about my religion as being a Muslim and how I go about studying the religion of Islam and just being more mindful and becoming a better Muslim and being more insightful of the beautiful month that we have ahead. Because, y'all, I'm 26 years old. I have been fasting since I was probably like 7 years old. That's over 10 years. Like, I've been fasting for a long time. Probably even before that. Like, some of my nieces and nephews, they fast from like video games. They fast from candy. They fast from just certain things. Like, they read more, which I love. They definitely make prayers, but they fast from different things. Like, you don't necessarily have to fast from food. Necessarily fast from food or like certain sweets or just water, but majority of the time, like if you're a baby, you don't fast. Like if you're pregnant, you don't fast. If you're traveling a certain amount of miles, like if you're going to a different country or a different state, sometimes you don't have to fast. If you're breastfeeding, you don't fast. If you are sick, you don't fast. If you are elderly, you don't fast unless you choose to, but you don't necessarily have to. No one necessarily has to fast if they don't want to. They're not obligated to. It's not like a you have to fast. It's just something that is just a mindful thing of like, what are you fasting from? Because Ramadan is just a beautiful month that just allows you to become more, have more clarity and be more peaceful and be more mindful of what certain things you have in your life, you know? Because like we always say, like kids in Africa, like they don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have a lot of like different reliable things that we have here in America or just around the world, because I mean Ramadan is like all over the world, Middle East, like different countries. Like we are fasting from more than just water. We are fasting more from just food. We are fasting more from just all the other things that we don't really like think of. Like whenever people are like, you're fasting, like you can't even drink water, you can't even drink, like you can't make food or anything, you can't even chew gum. No, Ramadan is not just something that you just like, I'm not eating food, I'm not drinking water or anything. Ramadan is more so just, like I said, for clarity, for peace, prosperity, making your prayers, having those blessings, becoming a better Muslim, and just overall bettering yourself and having that growth as a Muslim that you are. So this Ramadan, just know that you are not in a competition against anyone else. Others may read the Quran better, frequent the mosque more than often, give more into the charity, or appear more pious or than you are. Just know that you are the only competition that you have. It is who you were yesterday. Exactly. So today, it is the 21st of March, and as I am posting this, the 22nd of March, inshallah, it is the first day of Ramadan, and I am just so super excited for the blessings that I have today, for the abilities that I have today, and I am excited and blessed for the abilities that I have tomorrow, inshallah, that it is not a competition. I am not racing against myself. I'm not racing against anyone else. I am just becoming a better Muslim as I take these days towards fasting, taking it day by day. But I am not putting that as a strain on myself, because I know that Ramadan is a beautiful, blessed month that just allows me to be more pure, more clarity, have more clarity, and just become more balanced as a Muslim that I am. So I definitely want to tap into being listening to more Islamic podcasts instead of music. Like, I don't really listen to like music with lyrics during Ramadan. I listen to a lot of jazz music. I listen to a lot of like audio books. I listen to more like daily doses of like my surahs and the Quran, or I'll just listen to the Quran if I don't want to listen to jazz music, or nothing at all. I'll just drive in silence, or stuff like that. So to break it down, like I said, Ramadan is from 29 to 30 days. And the first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of mercy. The second 10 days of Ramadan are the days of forgiveness. And the third 10 days are the days of refuge. So basically, when it comes to Ramadan, we break that down into 10 days, basically, like, first week. It goes by so smooth, you guys. Like, when you think about it, like, first day, you're really in like the second week. Like, it really goes by so smooth. Like, as long as you quote unquote stay busy throughout the day and just not really focus on the time, like from sunrise to sunset, like it's really not bad. Like I really enjoy the process of going through my days and fasting and just having that clarity and purity, because you don't really realize that the day is going by super fast until you break your fast. Alhamdulillah. I love it. And I'm just really excited to just continue to make prayer alongside my parents, alongside my sisters and brothers, and just my friends and my community, because prayer isn't meant to burden you. It's meant to be a source of release. Like, worry less, pray more. Allah has always gotten you. God has got you in all ways. Like, if you worry more, like, what's the point? Like, what's the point? It's really like taking away the prayers that you have asked for. So worry less, pray more, and that he will guide you throughout your entire way. So as you all know, you gotta stay fueled up, you gotta have energy, and just continue to like put good things into your body so you can continue out the day. So basically, I want to take you guys throughout the things that I am basically going to be eating throughout Ramadan and what we usually eat in my household. So for suhoor, which is basically breakfast, we usually like to eat oatmeal, like grain bowls, like plant-based protein, like chicken, plant-based protein, like chicken. Like sometimes it'd be like the Morningstar sausages, or just like plant-based, like sausages, but basically protein. Fruits, of course. We definitely implement smoothies into our suhoor. We do a lot of coconut water, we eat a lot of grapefruit, we have cereal, and like grains, we have like grits, we do have a lot of protein. But we do implement our vitamins. We have probiotics, our multivitamins, our iron, our what is it? B plus, B12, if we don't really plan on eating like red meats throughout the month, which I'm trying not to. So yeah, we obviously drink a lot of water. You want to stay hydrated. So coconut water is definitely on that list. I think I said that already. So suhoor is breakfast and iftar is dinner. I love that name, Iftar. We basically are like wanting to build the body up. So every time we break fast, you want to break your fast with purity things, like things from the earth, like water. You want to break your fast with water, but we want to do dates, you want to do fruits, you want to do maybe like a veggie sometimes. The majority of the time, we are either breaking our fast with a fruit or with a date or cream cheese or something like that. So when it comes to dinner, you definitely want to build your body back up that is kind of depleting from. So proteins, balanced meals with veggies and grains, just having the whole like the rainbow effect, like eating your colors. I love that. I eat my colors every day, but or at least I try to, but especially during the month of Ramadan, because so many things are being depleted. But actually, what I've learned is there are certain ketones in our body from when we are fasting. The ketones are building up into our different muscles that are adding energy into our body and our blood flow. So basically, we can really survive for like multiple days without eating or drinking anything, because the ketones in our body are basically placing energy, like receptors, energy builder, energy batteries in our body, and is building those muscles. Our mind is just really trying to trick us into thinking that we don't have them, and thinking that we need to drink water, we need to eat food in order to have that energy builder. But those ketones are basically like beta blockers, or just beta builders that, are giving us energy. So yeah. I just really want to share that with you guys, and I'm going to, since there are 29 to 30 days in Ramadan, I'm going to read like 30 deeds that you can do during Ramadan that can just help you become a better Muslim or just understand the whole development and habits of doing good deeds during Ramadan. But I want to leave you guys with this quote. In Islam, forbidden things are based on the fundamental principles. So I say that because, like, certain things that are just forbidden in life, they just become a lot of fundamental principles in life as well. Like, when you find out certain things from people, or when you get certain advice from people, or, yeah, I'm just gonna say people. It really becomes a fundamental principle in life. Like, I learned this one quote years and years and years ago. I really cannot think of it right now, but I can still have that quote today, hear that quote today, and it'll be a fundamental principle that I can live on forever. So yeah, just remember that this month of Ramadan is not only the month of purity, clarity, blessings that you are placing into your life. It is also a fundamental principle that you can learn from, that you can build from, and that will be a constant blessing in your life. And I'm super grateful for it. I'm super grateful to be able to have this blessing and have this beautiful month of Ramadan in my life that can just, you know, build me up, build my courage, build my blessings, and yeah, build me as a person. Okay, so the 30 things that we could do as good deeds in Ramadan is praying without distractions, praying with no noise in the background, praying with no phones, no music, or anything. Number 2, quit a bad habit, like I was saying. Like, you don't necessarily realize, like, how long the day goes by or how fast the day goes by from sunset to sundown when you just kind of, quote unquote, stay busy. But staying busy does not mean sleeping. Like, you don't want to sleep throughout the entire day. Otherwise, you're going to miss your prayers. You're not really being productive. You're not really doing good things for your mind, for your body, or your soul. Like, go outside, go for a walk. Like, I'm not saying you got to go run a marathon or anything. Number 3, Fajr. Do not miss that first prayer of the day. Number 4, stay up after Fajr to read the Quran. Number 5, perform Umrah, which is basically Mecca. Performing, just being within you, being amongst your community and walking around the Kaaba multiple times and saying your prayers and just having that full transparency and being more vulnerable within yourself. Number 6, wake your friends up for Fajr prayer. Hey, come on now. Tap, 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 tap. Wake your friends up. Wake your friends and family up. You can make that prayer now. You can make that prayer. It's only 2 rak'ahs now. Number 7, volunteer at elderly homes. Like I said, y'all, the first 10 days of Ramadan are the days of mercy. Sorry, y'all. Second days are forgiveness. And third 10 days are refugee. So yes, volunteer at elderly homes, just give back to the community and do the good things for yourself. Like, you know, because it brings you joy. You can't tell me it doesn't bring you joy when you don't help people. So just do it. Number 8, listen to the Quran more often, which I definitely plan on doing. And it just sounds so beautiful. I want to say it was probably last month when I was at Jummah. And the imam was like, he was saying something, how he was talking to this one man, how he was listening to a man talk about how he was listening to a blues song and how it reminded him of someone reciting a surah from the Quran. I thought that was so beautiful. And I definitely, y'all know I love music, so I definitely want to listen to the Quran more and just have that reminder that it is something that is valuable to me and my life in this beautiful month, and so on and so forth. Number 9, set up a charity jar and distribute its contents. I've been saying that I've been putting this on my vision board for years, that I want to set up a charity jar and just distribute its contents towards different things, whether it's towards my community and so on and so forth, like just spread it around. I just definitely would love to do that, and I definitely think I'm going to start that this month, this year. Number 10, develop a habit of following the Prophet Sunnah, like making wudu before you make salat, which is definitely beautiful, and just cleansing your body before you make prayer. Number 11, cleaning your space. There is nothing like having a clean space. I'm always like that. I love a clean space. It's just having that's also clarity for your mind. Like, you don't want to be sitting around clutter because it's just building up things in your head that just don't need to be there. So clean your space. Number 12, finish a chapter of the Quran a day. I definitely plan on doing that. I have this beautiful Quran that my mom gave me a couple years ago. It's so beautiful. Make a habit of praying Tarawih. Yes. Forgive me if I'm saying that wrong. Yes. 14, pray a visit to the ill. Hopefully you don't have anyone that is ill in your life, but pay a visit to the ill and just pray over them and just be blissful and place blessings upon their life. Distribute water bottles to those in need. Distribute clothes in need. Distribute food to those in need. Just spread the wealth around. And speaking of spreading the wealth, tell children stories from the Quran. I definitely love the fact that my little nieces, that they are starting to fast from different things in life. And I just love that they are starting to like understand the whole aspect of Ramadan and just starting to read the Quran and just make dua before they eat. And I love it. But I definitely want to tell my nieces and nephews a little bit more about like certain things in life and just different stories I can tell from the Quran. Inviting your friends over for iftar and suhoor. Okay, so me and my friend, we were basically talking about how we wanted to host like a couple of iftars this month of Ramadan, because we have our little like four like core group. So I definitely would love to host an iftar here at my home for my friends and just have that overall blessing. Number 18, pack provision boxes for the less fortunate. Like I was saying, pack up food for people. Just do things that if you don't need it, why not give it to someone else who does? Like, not even saying that it's just like charity thing, but just like do good things for your community, spread the wealth, and just do great things for yourself, and that just give you joy and that finds value in life for other people. Number 19, buy extra prayer beads and give them out to family and friends. So as you all know, I do have a bead brand, Seamless by Sammy. So I'm actually planning on making some prayer beads for my friends and family. Hopefully I'll have them all done by Eid. And I just want to give them as Eid gifts. I think that'd be so beautiful for my male friends and for my female friends, because they're just so beautiful. And they come in handy, honestly. Like, prayer beads are so beautiful. Like, in any given time, making prayer is so beautiful, whether it be through like beads or you're just driving in your car and you're just flickering through the beads. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Send iftar to neighbors, whether they are Muslim or not. I love spreading the wealth and just giving and just sharing with my people. You know, I don't really talk to my neighbors like that. So I don't know. Maybe that'll be something that I do this year. Read about the last 10 days of Ramadan. Like we said, last 10 days of Ramadan about refugee. Never stop dua. Never, 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 never do that. If you make a mistake, pray and ask for tawbah. I never heard of that. basically ask for forgiveness. If you make a mistake, pray and ask for forgiveness, because Allah understands your intentions and He will always bless you. Water a plant or feed an animal. I guess this is what's on the list. But I feel that. Water your own plants. Water someone else's plant. Like, and I'm saying that in like a figurative way, sometimes maybe literal, but water your own plant, as in doing good things for yourself, but also try and add value to other people's lives as well. And maybe literally, like, maybe you want to water somebody else's plants, and you definitely got to water your plants too. Attend an Islamic discussion circle. Okay, this is definitely something that I've been wanting to do for years. Y'all, I'm 26 years old, and I honestly barely know a lot of Arabic. Like, I know a good amount, but I definitely want to become more, inshallah, I'll be fluent in Arabic and in Spanish one day. But I definitely would love to just attend more Islamic discussion circles and learn more, like, deeply about where the Quran, like, started, and learning more stories and just doing that. Like, going to Jummah, you definitely learn more about that, but having a deep, in-depth discussion circle about certain things in the Quran and just the Islamic circle, never do you wrong. Forgive those who have wronged you. Now, that is something that I definitely struggle with. Like, I don't hold grudges, but there are certain things that I just, let's just say that I won't forget. Like, I'll forgive, but won't forget. And I just don't want to have that burden on me anymore. So I'm really working on doing this set thing, forgiving those who have wronged you. Teach someone something you know. I'm always learning new things every day, and I love that. And I definitely would love to teach. I definitely do teach people things on a daily, but I definitely would love to do that and teach someone something that I know. Prepare Eid gifts and send them out. You guys. I'm so excited for the gifts that I'm giving my friends for Eid. I'm not telling them because they might be listening to the pod. But it's going to be so cute. And I love them so much. So, yeah. Y'all, I love Eid. It's just so fun to just see everybody dressed up. See everybody happy. And just see that they're, like, they just are just so fulfilled and so blissful and just so charismatic and just full of life after Ramadan, because Allah has just protected us and blessed us, and just he knows what he's doing. So just be ready, you guys, for Eid. And I also am doing a little series on my YouTube channel. I'll probably do a series probably like first 10 days of Ramadan, second 10 days of Ramadan, 13 days of Ramadan, or last 10 days of Ramadan. And then I'm definitely doing an Eid vlog. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do, but I think I might upload like shorts or just like small videos of like maybe like a daily surah or like a daily message. Or I might do it on here on the pod. I definitely think I should. Just different things that I want to just express and just doing good things for, you know, myself. All right. Keeping the good deeds coming even after Ramadan. Yep. Like I said, the extension after Ramadan, just keep the good deeds going, because you never know what life is going to bring you. And not even just like, you don't want to just do good things for 29 or 30 days. Like, what's the point of just doing that for a whole month? Why not extend the graciousness, extend the prosperity, extend the peace, extend the love, extend the joyous moments that you have shared with yourself and others around you during the month of Ramadan after Ramadan? So why not? Yeah, you guys, I just genuinely love the fact that we are entering this beautiful, prosperous month of Ramadan. And I just thank Allah for the beautiful blessings that He has blessed me as a Muslim, as a beautiful young Muslim, and that I am. And I just am so grateful for the life and for the years that I have been fasting, and the prosperity and the joy and the energy that I have been placed, that has been placed into my life as I grow into this beautiful human that I am. I appreciate you beautiful humans for listening to this lovely podcast, and thank you for supporting me on along with this journey. I will continue to be posting podcast episodes, and let me know if you guys want to hear like daily doses or like daily different like surahs or like mindful things or quotes on the podcast or on the YouTube channel to see how my Ramadan is going. Check in on your girl, please. It is going to be a very smooth month, inshallah, and I am just super excited and super grateful and blessed to just have the opportunity to fast another year and to be alongside my parents, to be alongside my friends, be alongside my family and those who understand the values that go into this beautiful month of Ramadan and fasting and just the overall health and blessings that I'm getting. I love you beautiful humans. I will see you all next week. I will talk to you all next week. There is no visual for this podcast right now, but hopefully, inshallah, next week I will have one. I don't know. I love you all, and assalamu alaikum. Cheers to a beautiful Ramadan ahead. Peace.